what's been coined the Omaha prime cuts, the carve out from new fees for Mutual of Omaha and other insurance companies doing business in Nebraska that no other insurance company in the nation is going to benefit from. And then there's the so-called Gatorade special deal for insurance companies in Florida. There's a $100 million hospital deal in Connecticut, someone called UConn. And of course, there were deals for Montana that were slipped in the bill. Although, you know what? No one had the courage to actually mention the name of the state. You had to start to dig into it, just like the Louisiana deal. At least the senator from Nebraska was brazen enough to actually have Nebraska listed by name. The rest of them you have to dig out by trying to figure out, well, who benefits from this deal and who doesn't.
Republican Judd Gregg of New Hampshire said that the entitlement is going to detract from Medicare while increasing the deficit with a $2 trillion program.
It's a $2.3 trillion increase in health care spending. $2.3 trillion. That's how much it grows the government. Health care costs go up by over $230 billion in the first 10 years. We know premiums are going up. And now we have this interesting issue involving Medicare. We've heard a lot of talk from the other side of the aisle about how Medicare is not being cut, and if it is being cut, it's just being used to help a new entitlement, and therefore it should be counted as part of the basic effort to bring fiscal responsibility to this bill. Well, that's hokum, just pure unadulterated hokum. Medicare is being cut by $500 billion over the first 10 years.
The junior senator from Minnesota, Democrat Al Franken, said that while the total program costs are $2.3 trillion, the idea that it adds to the deficit conflicts with a finding from the Congressional Budget Office.
That's simply made up. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the official scorekeeper of Congress, says the bill reduces the debt by $132 billion in the next 10 years. And they estimate the bill lowers the debt by at least five times that amount in the following decade. You see, CBO is like a referee, and we all agree to let the ref make the calls about what things will cost. If we're talking on the floor, you can't just say this bill will add $2.5 trillion to the debt when it isn't at all what the CBO says. No wonder people are confused.
Many Republicans denounced the plan to pay for both entitlements from the bill and Medicare using the same money. Republican Mike Enzi accused Democrats of crafting the bill around deals with major corporations.
I don't have time to go into the way that groups have made hidden deals for this bill, like with the American Medical Association and with big pharmaceuticals. I don't have time to talk about how taxes are going to go up or how premiums are going to go up. As an accountant in the Senate, you are going to be shocked by the numbers, but not till it's too late. I don't even have time to explain to you how the Democrats are planning to spend your money twice, the same money twice. And that's a pretty neat trick, too. I don't have time to explain how the government is going to tell you what the minimum amount of insurance is. And it's more insurance than most Americans have right now.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin named some of the organizations that have endorsed the bill.
But this is a piece of news worth reporting. Our bill, the health care reform bill, has been endorsed by the American Medical Association, the doctors, the largest physicians organization in this country. It's been endorsed by the American Hospital Association, the largest organization representing our hospitals. It's been endorsed by the American Association of Retired Persons, the largest senior citizens organization, which focuses intensely on the future of Medicare. But today we've received the endorsement of what is regarded by most as the most highly respected medical profession in America. If you ask most Americans, who do you respect the most? It's the nurses.